Oh yeah, Eddie, you know the area very well. Most people around here know the EMD cinema. It's been closed since 2003. There's a campaign at the moment to try and resurrect it to be the cinema that it was, because the people who own it at the moment, Universal Kingdom of God, want to turn it into a place of worship. Last month, the council voted to reject their second planning application to convert it, which is a Grade 2-star listed building, for their purposes. But the church are planning possibly to appeal that decision, so I thought I'd go along to find out a little bit more.
London 2012.
What's in it for you?
Live from Walthamstow Central, this is Eddie Nestor's Drive Time.
Officer's recommendation is to reject. All those in favour, please show. Thank you.
Wednesday, May 18th, Waltham Forest Council again voted to reject the owner's planning application. Opened in 1887 as Victoria Hall, it was also known as the Victoria Picture Theatre. It became London's first Granada Cinema, Walthamstow ABC, Canon Cinema, Virgin, Odeon, and then the EMD. Standing outside the building now, you really wouldn't know it was there. The ground floor covered by whiteboards, scaffolding covering the rest of the front facade. At last month's planning meeting was Bill Hodgson.
Beatles played here, the Rolling Stones, the Kinks, Count Basie, even Cliff Richard.
He was one of around 700 supporters at Walthamstow Assembly Hall, all who wanted it to be returned to be a cinema.
Well, it is depressing, really, that, you know, the most significant entertainment venue in this part of London is, you know, covered up in boards. But behind that is a venue which is in largely good condition. It's all still there, the projectors are still there. It's still a working cinema, and that is the key point here.
Representatives of UCKG stated at the planning meeting last month that it was their intention to lodge an appeal with central government in the hope of overturning the local authority decision. The church has 6 months to submit that, in which realistically all that will happen is that this building will get 6 months older.
Live from Walthamstow Central, Eddie Nestor's Drive Time.
Thanks for that, Ramo. It is something that's particularly concerning, I imagine, to everybody who lives in Walthamstow. There's a magnificent cinema here in the borough. I don't think there's another one, and yet nobody has access to it. I'll get your reaction to it in a little while, Councillor. But, Bill, we heard Bill within that piece there. Good evening to you. Thanks very much for coming
down. Thank you.
Why so passionate, and why not make it a place of worship?
Well, I think the key point here is that it's one of the finest cinemas in London, if not the country. And there's many empty buildings, including church buildings, which the UCKG could take over to operate their church. So we don't see why they need to have the last surviving cinema.
It's not anti-Christian, it's pro-cinema.
Absolutely not. It's pro-cinema, not anti-religion.
What's the latest so far as you know? I mean, we're coming to the councillors shortly, but how hopeful are you? I mean, I lived this from 97 to 2006, and it was closed most of that time. I think I've only ever been there once. It is a magnificent building. How hopeful are you?
I'm very hopeful. I mean, the council turned down the latest planning application from the Universal Church of the Kingdom of God about 2 weeks ago. So that's a very positive step, I think, and we hope that the church will now start negotiating over the future of the site.
Thanks very much. Councillor Clyde Noakes, Council Member for the Environment, what's the latest on the cinema? It is a magnificent building. There's no point in turning down the church if all you're going to have is boarded up. It doesn't help anybody then, does it?
No, but I mean, I think Bill's brought you right up to speed with the situation. I would hope that the church don't appeal. You know, certainly this government's agenda around localism says that local people should make decisions around local facilities, and I think the planning committee made a unanimous decision about the church's application, and that was to refuse it. I think from what you've heard today, there is a very strong feeling locally that that should be returned to a community / arts, modern arts facility, and I think that's kind of the sort of line that the Cinema Trust are currently working on a business plan towards, and I know that they've had some discussions with Councillor Chris Robbins, the leader of the council,
about that. Let's make it clear, they don't own the building.
The UKCG.
They own the building.
Yes,
and
exactly,
this is what they want to do with the building they own.
And I
nobody
think,
else wants
and I
it
think,
to
you know, for 10 years it's lain dormant. They've owned it for 10 years. They've had two applications totally refused now. And I think it's time that they move on and they enter, as Bill said, some proper negotiations with those people that think they're in the right place with the right mind, with the right business plan to take it on and turn it into a useful community facility.
Okay, it'd be interesting to hear what other people think here. Let me just read you the statement from the